After we were done shopping and such, I went to McDonald's with a mighty hankering for some double cheeseburgers, and I was also fully aware that they had Speed Racer toys. I had looked at the toys on their website, and the only one I wanted was the Mach 5. I bet you are sensing a pattern here. The other plastic vehicles might have done cooler things, but there was only one that I wanted, and I didn't care if it shot a little plastic missile or spun out. McDonald's was running a promotion where you could buy a large or medium drink and get one of their new chicken sandwiches for free. That was the main reason we were going, at least in my mother's eyes. If I wanted to determine if they were giving out the Mach 5 right now, I would have to go inside. The place was packed, despite the fact that it was around 2 in the afternoon. I went in and asked the woman at the counter what toy they were currently giving out. She gave me one of those, "What does someone your age care about?" looks that I am so familiar with as she reached under the counter and pulled that classic white car out of a Happy Meal sack. I informed her that I wanted to buy that separately, even though about 50 cents more would have gotten me a full Happy Meal. I also informed her that I wanted 2 medium Dr. Peppers and 2 free chicken sandwiches. She seemed a bit flustered at the aspect of figuring out the purchase of just a Happy Meal toy on the cash register, and someone helped her. This person said my order back to me and informed me that it was 1 complimentary chicken sandwich per person. I informed her that there was someone out in the car who was getting the other one, and that I could go get her if need be. She acted like it was some big conspiracy to go ahead and let me get 2, but I got them. The Southern-style chicken sandwich, while presented like a sit-down restaurant dish, tasted exactly like a McChicken. The only difference is that this sandwich cost about $2 more and came standard with pickles instead of lettuce and mayonnaise. I even found out that the McChicken sandwich was superior, as this sandwich had too many of those stringy chicken bits that come out when you don't want them to. I want to eat only what I bite and no more. It's like the slightly rubbery consistency was forcing me to eat it faster, so I would have to get another one. I will never spend my money on this sandwich, and you shouldn't either.